Thank you and good morning. The command structure at the Sheriff's Office has seen some changes in the past 6 weeks, with retirements and promotion changing who fills what position. In November, Sheriff Mike Downey promoted Sergeants Kevin Miller and Dennis Young to lieutenant. Over the weekend, the Sheriff's Office outlined their responsibilities. Miller, who's worked with the office for 20 years, will take over the Northern Command, which includes Oreck, McKinleyville, Willow Creek, and Hoopa, along with the county animal shelter, the airport, and the contract cities of Blue Lake and Trinidad. Lieutenant Young, who has been responsible for courthouse security, will command all areas south of Eureka, including Garberville, Honeydew, Petrolia, and Redway, in addition to the Civil Division and court security. Two runaway Ashland girls were reported missing by their families last week, and one was located in Petrolia and reunited with her father on Saturday, while the second girl, a 17-year-old, remains missing. On Saturday, sheriff's deputies responded with members of the Petrolia Volunteer Fire Department and personnel from the Bureau of Land Management to the Matole Beach campground after a car of a man wanted in connection with the girls was located. A search of the area was conducted, and the 15-year-old girl was found in the company of two 19-year-old men, Andrew Thibbert of Weed and Richard Silver of Dunsmuir. Thibbert was arrested on suspicion of sexual contact with a minor, and deputies learned that the second girl had not traveled south. Instead, her car was found in Shasta County, and the search for her is ongoing. Sheriff's deputies responded to the Fairhaven Power Plant on Saturday after receiving reports that there was a man on the property trespassing, damaging equipment, and harassing and threatening employees. When deputies reached the scene, they located Gregory Crockett, who had climbed onto one of the towers on site. Deputies climbed the tower, removed Crockett, and arrested and booked him for vandalism and trespassing. A new city ordinance went into effect in the city of Eureka on Friday, an ordinance that enhances the penalties for adults who facilitate underage drinking at home parties. The ordinance was created by the city, the county, and the Humboldt Allies for Substance Abuse Prevention. It enhances state law by allowing officers to cite adults who host gatherings where minors are allowed to consume alcohol. Penalties include misdemeanor citations, a minimum fine of $250 for a first offense, and for repeat offenders, payment of municipal costs associated with providing public services in response to underage drinking. Caltrans has agreed to more environmental review of the Richardson's Grove Highway widening project, and in return, the Environmental Protection Center announced it has dropped its lawsuit against the project. Caltrans is currently conducting additional review of the impacts the project will have, including the impact on old-growth trees along the side of the roadway. Caltrans said in a statement that no old-growth trees will be removed or harmed during the road widening. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Talk to any city manager in the region about the cost of running their particular city, and you'll hear many of the same issues raised. Rising cost for personnel and retirement, health care cost increases, and the rising cost of materials used in every department. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks talked about those issues and also spoke about the need to not only attract new business to the city and surrounding area, but also to expand within city limits, and that can be difficult in Eureka.
The thing from within the city of Eureka, though, is, and since our industrial property tends to be waterfront property, and because the way, you know, the city is built out and the unincorporated area that's up against the city, we don't have too much area in order to expand in of kind of greenfield type area for any future development. And that's a disadvantage.
Sparks, who's worked in areas where buying land around the city was a bit easier, said that Eureka has to focus on redevelopment and exploiting the city's existing assets.
You know, I've worked in some communities with interstate access where the city's gone and acquired the land and built the industrial park. You've got water on two sides and residential development and commercial development that kind of hems us in on other sides. So redevelopment's going to be an important piece of how we develop in future years and taking the assets we have.
Sparks will have a new look city council to work with and said that he and city staff are ready to address the priorities they set forth. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.